It is just another OTA, but it was fun today. Hard to think about one guy I was more excited about seeing back in here than Johnny Jolly. Been through a lot. Missed his presence in the locker room the last few years, and excited that he got reinstated. He's getting his life together, and it's fun having him back. He's an exciting player and a great teammate, and we're really fortunate to have him back.
How have you guys embraced him in the locker room?
Well, the interesting thing is that not many guys, crazy enough, were here and knew him. Not as many as you might think. I actually played with Johnny, so he was, to many guys, a new player. But I had actually been in touch with him, you know, for a while. I've made comments about how, you know, I was disappointed at times in the process. I thought he should be surrounded by his team and his support system up here. The fact that he didn't get his case heard for a while, but that's all behind us. We're excited he's back with us, and it's been fun to see him around in the locker room. I'm sure those guys are enjoying his presence in the defensive line meeting room. Not that they need another character in there, but they got one.
Aaron, you obviously you're a creature of routine. All you guys are in here. Mike was referencing routine in Johnny's situation. Could you imagine being without the routine, and how valuable do you think it will be for him to be able to return to a routine?
Yeah, it'll be good. You know, I think it's about surrounding yourself with you know, people who are going to make sure that he's you know, thinking about the right things and doing the right things, and most importantly, his teammates. You know, the ones that played with him know the kind of player that he is and know the kind of person that we knew him as in here, and it's exciting having him back. I mean, he's a big-time player who's been away from the game, and it's going to take a little bit probably for him to feel comfortable again, but I'm just really enjoying his presence back in here and what he brings to us from an energy standpoint, and he's got a second chance, and that's an exciting thing to have. And I'm confident he's going to make the most of it.
Did he address the team at all?
No. And you know what? I don't think he necessarily needs to. He might at some point if Mike asks him to. But you know, he's a different guy, and he's been through a lot. We're excited about having him here, and I'm excited about you know, just as a friend, him being back in this locker room.
Some of your teammates who think of him as a new player, how familiar do you think they are with everything he's been through? I mean, guys like yourself are, but.
Well, probably not, and I don't know if they need to know a whole lot about what went on. I mean, that was some stuff that he dealt with, and he's been through a lot on the road of recovery, and you know, they should get to know the person that he is now. And to me, he's still the jovial Jolly that left us, and excited about having him back. And you know, I don't really feel like he needs to try and explain anything. He's a different guy, and we're excited about him being a part of our future.
You know, that's been said before, like Corin coming back here. Maybe we need to take a second look at, yeah, we understand a player suspended, but banishing them from the premises doesn't help in terms of their rehab.
Yeah, and I saw how that turned out. You know, Corin was a real good locker room guy, a guy who, you know, Brett really enjoyed having him around, and he made some plays for us. Those guys, I think, are in their element when they're in this locker room, and they're surrounded by guys who are doing the same things. They're on that routine. We're creatures of habit. When you're able to stay in those habits, and you have to be at a certain place at a certain time, and I think that's what we all like. I mean, as much as we enjoy the off season at times, you enjoy that day to day grind, knowing when you got to be somewhere and having a schedule to keep.
Aaron, how tough, in your opinion, is his task, though, whether it's football or life, just the 3 years being off? Can you even put that into words, what he's going through or what he's got to go through?
I think from what he's been through, it's going to be relatively easy. He's been through a lot, obviously faced down some demons, and I got a lot of confidence in Johnny Jolly.
Is there anything else, guys?
Anything? Would you talk about Sam Shields coming back to return to
that? A non-Jolly question? Yeah, you know, Sam's a big-time player. It's fun to have him around. He's, you know, one of the faster guys in the league, and it's fun to see him grow from making a big pick in the playoffs in 2010 to becoming a starter, dealing with some injuries, working through those. And he's a guy that you enjoy having him around and watching him make plays.
When a teammate has a contract issue like that, do you just kind of leave it alone, never discuss it with them, or is there ever something that comes up between teammates?
I mean, this is a really open locker room. We talk about a lot of things, and some things we try to talk about amongst ourselves. At times, it doesn't always work out that way. But I think we do a good job of stress and communication, and you know, nobody's going out of their way to talk to them about their contract. That's something that the player doesn't even have a whole lot to do with most of the time. You know, you set aside your feelings, talk about things you want, and he's trusting his agent to work on something. But it's nice having Sam around, and hopefully things work out.
I guess a question about you instead of maybe your teammates. What have you done in the offseason, I guess, personally, just to improve?
To improve? Well, we watch a lot of film, so you got to be really critical of yourself from year to year and look for things you can improve on. Having a new quarterback coach, I think, helps. You know, second year with Ben McAdoo, and he's always trying to find new ways to challenge me and get me to work on some different things. And having Tom in the room also helps because he's just that steady voice, and we've had a lot of time together. So always working on things, trying to get better.
Aaron, I know it's only mini camp, but what did that play to Corliss where you guys split the scene? What did that mean to you and what did that mean to him?
That was just a hot route. I mean, he was uncovered, so it's good having Andrew back. I mean, he's a big body who can get down the field. The thing that he's done really in the last 7 or 8 months is he's dropped some LBs. I mean, he looks fast. He still looks very strong, but he's a guy who can really play both the Y and the move tight end positions. That gives him the flexibility that we look for in our offense. And he's made some big plays for us around here. I look forward to seeing what he can do and if he can stay healthy, the kind of things he can add to the offense.
But Finley looks like he's put weight on. Does he look noticeably stronger or whatever different to you?
Yeah, he's a freak athlete. I mean, Jermichael is he's got the kind of body that you'd like to have. Probably all of us in here. But he's big, strong, talented. I think he's primed for a real big year. His key is going to be to continue to grow mentally. He's got all the physical tools to build you could ask for. The more experience he gets, the more comfortable he's going to be and the tougher he's going to be to guard.
Do you personally have any role at all in affecting the offensive line shuffle, or is that just for those guys to figure out on the opposite sides they've been on before?
Yeah, I have nothing to do with that. So.
With Driver gone, Jennings gone, chances for other guys to step up in the receiving corps, guys like Boyd and Ross, it looks like Ross is kind of walking around like he's kind of got it figured out a little bit. What have you seen?
Well, I would respectfully disagree with you on that a little bit. I would say that I think he's a very humble kid. You know, he works his butt off, and I think he has the confidence that he's starting to feel comfortable in that position, but I wouldn't say that he's walking around like he's making his team. I think he's got a big chip on his shoulder, and I'm excited about him. I mean, he's a guy who, with Jarrett last year, stepped up and had, you know, asked me multiple times for meetings on the side and really wanted to pick my brain and get better in the mental part of the game. And it shows on the field because he looks stronger and he's running his routes with a lot of confidence, and I think he's got a great shot at playing a big part in our offense.
Having been through two more guys this year, can you start looking at these as like a camp like this as an opportunity to make sure that you're at a certain level of progress so that you're ready when training camp comes and preseason starts?
Yeah, a little bit. I see my role kind of changing as I get older. I mean, I've taken so many reps. When I'm in there, make sure I'm feeling comfortable with the reps I'm taking. And when I'm out of there, especially in like a walkthrough setting, making sure I'm doing as much as I can to help the young guys out, because getting those guys ready to play preseason football, I know what that's like 3 years as a backup. There's a lot of moving pieces and different calls, and you got to make sure everybody's on the same page. So I'm trying to help out those young linemen, because if those guys are more confident, the quarterback's going to have more time and they can look better in the preseason.
Last question.
Could you talk about seeing Brett at the Honors Award and talking to him since that time? Him coming back to Green Bay.
Yeah, that was good for Brett and I to be able to connect there and catch up. You know, it's been a while. We had some fun with that, and we have been in touch since. So I'm not sure what is going on with the timetable, if there is one, but it's been good to keep in touch.